What's up, heroes? Welcome to episode 2 of the Producer Life podcast. I'm the House Ninja, a costume superhero, DJ, and music producer. In this episode, we'll be talking about making your drops hit harder and a little-known trick on Facebook for giving your music more visibility. Cue the intro music. When you're arranging a track, it's a good idea to focus on the transitions. The transitions between sections are where most of the emotional impact occurs, which ultimately makes your track memorable. For EDM, the biggest, most emotionally impactful, most memorable transition is the drop. Here are 4 quick ideas for making your drops hit harder. First, let's borrow a basic idea from classical composition, volume dynamics. Throughout a composition or arrangement, your volume should vary. In classical music, this varies from pianissimo, very quiet, to fortissimo, very loud. Similarly, automating volume changes is a good idea in your track. Try gradually reducing the volume on your master track 1 to 2 decibels before the drop, so when it comes in at 0 dB, it really hits hard. Along the same lines, you often want to give a feeling of constriction and anticipation before the drop, so that things explode wide open in the stereo field when the drop hits. Try automating your width so the track becomes maybe 20% more narrow before the drop. In Ableton, this can be easily accomplished using the utility plugin on the master track and automating width down from the default of 100 to 80% before the drop, then back up to 100 when the drop hits. A third trick is to filter out the bass frequencies so you've got a dramatic contrast when the bass hits. In Ableton, an EQ8 with a high-pass filter set to cut out all frequencies below 150 Hz works really well. Finally, pay attention to your turnaround. That one-bar instrument, sound, or vocal, signaling the dramatic change to your audience. You generally want that to be very clean, without a lot of other sonic clutter around it, such as reverb tails from other tracks. You can ensure that happens one of two ways. Once you bounce the track to audio later in the mixing process, just mute any reverb tails for that one bar. Just highlight the bar and press the zero key in Ableton. If you want to handle it earlier in your workflow and you're using MIDI, you can add a one bar MIDI clip around the turnaround, mute that clip pressing zero, and then automate the volume to zero to ensure that there's no sound coming through during that turnaround piece. I'll have pictures in the show notes to help this make sense. Here's an example from my 2019 track, Chipstep Dreams. Producer Dojo challenged us to make a track that included computer sounds. As I was digging for sounds I liked on Splice.com, I came across some dubstep growls and a chiptune melody that worked really well together, and so Chipstep Dreams was born. Here's the build of the drop. The clicky sound you're hearing is a sampled keyboard that's being played back with MIDI notes in a rhythmic pattern. There's also some subtle automation in there, gradually cutting the volume by 2 decibels before the drop and reducing the width by 20%. Again, I've got some screenshots over on the show notes page at houseninjamusic.com. One of the things that made this song particularly interesting is that I had a story in mind as I was composing it, of a video game that drove me insane through my obsession with it. From very early on in the track, I wanted to put together my first music video, which I did on a $50 budget with only my cell phone. You can see that over on the show notes page. Let's move on to this week's marketing tip. Using Facebook profile songs to get your tracks heard. This is way underutilized, despite the fact that 2 billion of us have personal Facebook pages. Hopefully you've also got an artist page. You're going to need that when you get ready to run Facebook or Instagram ads. But this is a quick trick to give one of your tracks a little boost in visibility using your personal page. First, pick up your mobile phone. You have to do this on mobile, and it only really shows up on mobile at the time of this recording. If you follow these 3 steps, you can pin a 90-second preview of one of your tracks to your personal page directly under your profile pic. Anytime you send a friend request, your track will appear right alongside the profile pic on mobile. If they play your track, they'll also have an option to listen to the whole thing on Spotify. Here's the 3 steps. First, you have to have the track distributed on Spotify. If you don't already have a distributor like CD Baby, DistroKid, or TuneCore, go get one. Ari's Take, another fantastic music blog, has an amazing comparison of all these services, which I'll link in the show notes. 2. Pick up your mobile phone, not if you're driving, and go to your personal profile. Scroll down to the music section, select it, and that'll give you a blank screen with a plus sign in the upper right-hand corner. Search for your song. Facebook is querying Spotify at this point, and then click the plus sign once you find the song you want to feature. 3. You have to pin that song to the top of your profile. Again, on mobile, scroll back to where you just were for music. Click. You should see the song that you just selected. Now go to the 3 dots in the upper right-hand corner. Open the menu and select Pin to Top of Profile. And that's it. By the way, big shout out to Wade Sutton over at the 6-Minute Music Business Podcast for this tip. His podcast is absolutely amazing, and it's a daily podcast, so definitely go check it out. I'll have a link in the show notes. All right, quick poll by show of hands. How many of you would like to have a weekly gig playing your favorite music? How many of you would like to have hundreds of people showing up week after week to listen to you playing your favorite music? Now, how many of you would like to have hundreds of people show up week after week to listen to you play your favorite music on a Monday night? I can't see your hands, but I'm going to guess that most of you are waving them enthusiastically in the air. Lauren Hardy, CEO of Bass Night Orlando, has done just that. And in the next 2 episodes, I got to interview him as he breaks down how you can do it too. Hey, if you found this useful, please leave a rating and review over on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. These first 60 days of the podcast are so important, and your rating and review will really help this podcast continue to grow. This is the House Ninja, reminding you to be someone's hero today.